Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Tony, delete that shit.
Are you recording all the shit we were talking about?
All the people?
Everyone?
All the shit we were just talking.
Yeah, sorry.
Blowing up our spot.
So yeah. What's up, ladies? It's ladies' night.
Yes. Cheers. Cheers to ladies' night.
It's ladies' day.
Yeah.
It's
ladies' weekend. We've been having a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Tony's been a part of ladies' weekend, and it's been great.
Yeah.
Tony's always a part of our ladies' weekends. Now he has a daughter, and he's just always going to be outnumbered.
Yeah. Handles it like a champ.
Yeah,
he was a part of Ladies' Happy Hour last night, too.
Sure.
That's true. Jessica joined us.
Very, with the ladies, very feminine-like.
I actually agree with that. I think he handles being around women very well, especially strong women.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you're...
I don't know if I would call you feminine.
No, not feminine, but handle it is okay with getting down with his feminine. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Anyway. Why did you bring us here this evening, Tony? What are we here to talk about?
Either way, this is fun.
How did
so,
I get talked into this?
So let's kind of just get into it. The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
A lot of thoughts about The Bachelor. And
it was
Matt
not...
James. Well, you've expressed you weren't feeling Matt James.
Well, I fell asleep during every episode.
To be honest, so I think that they gave Matt James. He had a rough start, and I think he had very high expectations to live up to. And I think that they edited him poorly. But I also, found him a little boring. And I don't want to be rude because that's mean to say about someone you don't know. But
right.
I found it boring, and I found his responses to every single woman to be the same.
I think that his personality was edited out.
Yeah.
Because if you see him on, like, because he's best friends with Tyler Cameron, and if you see them
which
on,
is what
like,
brought him there.
Yeah, on Instagram, stuff like
another
that. Like
hunk. Well, I'm not attracted to Tyler. He's attractive.
He's
like the most
Matt doesn't do it.
He's
for
like
me.
The most popular.
Tyler's
like,
not ready
bachelor,
to settle down.
Bachelor that's never been
but
a
I think, well, I think Matt's personality was edited out, and the editing has been really just not great for a couple of seasons.
It's a joke, yeah.
I think the women got a bad edit this season. I don't know. I've not been a fan the last couple seasons, honestly.
Yeah, I think that. But getting to the nitty gritty of the Bachelor Nation, I think a lot of
come a little closer.
A lot of changes.
Don't scream into it. Just you know.
I think that a lot of things have been brought up that are important that are now being addressed in Bachelor Nation, and I think that. While I believe that I like Chris Harrison, I think that they're kind of using him as a
pawn in the whole
maybe
thing.
Maybe that's the word. I don't know. Pawn or like, I don't know the word times. Of like a we're talking so nobody can see my hands, but you know, a fiction of like a fixture of some sort of like. Just use not a scapegoat,
the white devil?
But a white devil.
almost a scapegoat though, because
kind
there's
of.
More underlying issues
exactly.
from the franchise that is not on. Chris
and they're
Harrison.
Being exactly, and they're being brought to light, and I think that's super important, and that's great. But I don't think he should be the one getting all of the negativity
right.
for
it.
It
should be the creator and the rest of the producers. Yeah. I mean, Chris Harrison had a. Role in it, but I mean this whole season like it didn't even really focus on what it should have focused on.
No, there was no building of a relationship. I didn't even know any of the characters,
but also
any of
him
the women
being the
characters.
First by the black end of it. Bachelor yeah. and the diversity of the women, and it wasn't focused on that at all.
Well, I agree. It was too bad. Think the after the final rose, when he was speaking about it, I actually felt like I understood him the most from his speaking of his impression of what it was like to be on it from the beginning through what's going on now.
Right.
And I actually, I like gained a lot of respect from it for him, but I think that's the most I've ever seen him talk about anything.
Maybe I watched a different After the Final Rose than you, because I don't think he said a thing. He really? Couldn't because he's under contract.
Yeah.
He clearly wanted to say much more than he
could. No, but I think he did a good job of portraying his
I don't...
Yeah. You could see him, like, literally, there was so much that wanted to pour out, and he couldn't, and I was disappointed, but then you think about it, like, he's literally under contract. Yeah, that's what
I
mean, like...
I look at it the other way. I think, and listen, I'm not gonna, like, pretend to know what it's like to be a black person in America or anywhere, but there felt like a part of me that, like, he was forced to cancel her. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he was, so he was on the Bill Simmons podcast. Popular podcast, and he was saying how they were together for like 2.5 months after the filming stopped, whatever, and it never came up obviously what she did, and then when it came up, you know, it kind of just ended, but he didn't like get into like why it ended, he didn't get into how he like really felt. And I feel like even on the final rose...
Yeah. I disagree. I think
it almost like he was forced... Like, he was upset about it, but, like, he was kind of cool with it. Like, all right, I'll go on. But, like, if he did that, can you imagine, like, kind of, like, the outrage of, like, oh, my God, you're staying with her? She's a racist. She's right. Everyone wants to just cancel everyone and call everyone a racist.
And I also... I don't think she's necessarily... We don't know her. We don't know that she's a racist. I don't think she's racist.
Isn't she,
I think
like
she's
half
racially,
Hispanic or
she
something?
Was racially
you
ignorant.
See her pops?
She wasn't... She's not educated. And that's the problem.
Well, you see her pops? Like, I think she's, like, Hispanic of some sort. Well, I mean, Spanish people could be racist against black people.
Of course,
but... like, you know, it's supposed to be, like, a quote-unquote, like, slavery party or whatever the heck it's called. Antebellum, which is supposed
that
to be
was
pre-war.
Antebellum, yeah. Antebellum,
I guarantee you she didn't even realize at the time what she
was
doing.
But that's what I'm saying. That's there's a difference between being racist and being racially ignorant. She was being racially ignorant and not educated. And that was the problem. And he did say that. And he said, but to argue against your point, I think he did say that, and he said, we were trying, I was working on it, but then it made me realize she would never actually understand me as a man in society.
Right.
And that is huge. Like, you can't be with somebody you'll never understand.
That was, like, in an article I feel like I read, like, yesterday or two
I
days
heard him,
ago.
He was, that's what he said.
Oh, it was like, that's what it came down to, was just like,
yeah.
She'll never be
I
able to understand.
I think you guys fell asleep
at
the end of the final
No, I. That's what I watched. I didn't watch the actual episode. That's,
no, me neither. I watched the After the Final Rose, and like the last 15 minutes of the episode. But I don't know. I just thought that that's
absolutely. That's I totally agree that he shouldn't have stayed with her because he couldn't even like speak as to like why that was such a big deal. Like, because she would never understand.
Right, right. I just feel bad. Matt James does seem like a good dude, and he was like put in this spot. You know, he already felt uncomfortable, like, being... So, he has that connection to Tyler. Mm-hmm. What I also didn't realize was he went to... So, Jamie Baby Doll Dixon, he's, like, a big Hollywood agent.
Don't know who that is.
He represents, like, a lot of people, like Kimmel and...
Okay.
Bill Simmons and Colbert and a ton of people. And his daughter went to college with Matt James at Wake Forest. So, they're, like, really... And he's really good with friends with the daughter, so they're really good family friends. Like, he watched the final episode at his house in Manhasset, and like really close. So that was his connection. That was really the connection to him getting on the show. was he had this connection to the agent? It wasn't just Tyler, but that happened to be the same too. And like, he clearly wasn't ready for this type of situation. And like, for this kind of like to happen and for it to end because of, you know, something racial, it's just like, it's too, it's like, it's so sad, you know what I mean?
It's
the
totally
first
sad.
Black like male bachelor, and this is how it's supposed to
and,
end.
And I'm actually curious, I saw something posted about he like made another statement or something that I didn't read today. I have to check it out, but it's incredibly sad. And like, but I think that that's part of, and I don't know how else to say this other than growing pains, is like, yes, that's terrible, but I think it's important that these things are being addressed, because there needs to be a change, and how else do you do it? By addressing it. So, I don't know.
I feel like I'm a little conflicted with him, though. Like, Because did you see what he tweeted yesterday?
No.
What is that?
Google therapist by
yes,
me.
Yes, I did
something.
See that.
Like,
yep.
I felt like I that was kind of thirsty. Of
yeah, well, yeah. He's super thirsty. Well, they all are. It's Bachelor.
But that's another thing Bill Simmons talked to him about. Well, that's another thing Bill Simmons talked to him about. Like, hey, are you doing okay? Are you seeking therapy? Like, pretty much, like, asked him, are you seeking, like, therapy and stuff? And
but that was very attention seeking. Like, that was yeah. very thirsty. And I yeah. didn't think that he was. Like that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely is.
I
That's
feel bad for him,
there.
But I also feel bad for Rachel. Like, now she's just going to be, like, labeled, like, a racist. And she's clearly not a racist. I mean, come on.
I don't
on,
think anybody. She's being labeled
Didn't Hannah Brown,
as a
didn't
racist.
Hannah Brown, who's the Bachelorette, go to these antebellum parties, too? Right?
Yeah. I
think so.
I don't know.
She didn't
know
get canceled.
That.
Like, I mean, it's just like.
Why I don't know.
It's like
the only Rachel I feel
dance,
bad
so.
For is Rachel Lindsay.
I don't think she's getting canceled. Yeah.
Honestly.
Why? What happened? Well, she was the one
she was like, she had to disconnect her own Instagram, her Instagram account, because people are disgusting. Because she had a conversation with Chris Harrison. He said something he shouldn't say.
Oh.
And
people
and
took it out on her.
And she called her out. Him
and he
out.
Called, she
mean,
called him out, as she should, because she's so, and she's amazing.
People
and,
were going after her.
And, yeah, she's just, people went after her. And
yeah,
it was just,
it's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
So yeah. She's the only Rachel I feel bad for in this scenario.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, like, had to just, like, come down to something like this. I mean, especially because, like, literally everything is so sensitive right now.
It is.
And
But, and I feel like you would appreciate me going this route.
Okay.
As not that you're a... conspiracy theorist.
Oh,
you.
Oh, I
love,
like to conspire.
He's a bit of a conspiracy theorist.
You like to like.
I've taken the red pill.
I don't think that you're an actual conspiracy theorist, but sometimes.
By
like,
the way, I'm not offended by people calling me. I'd rather be that than a cock or, you know.
Okay. good to know. Go on.
But like, and also I've read like other people thinking this too is like, did producers like seek out that like information about Rachel like. Wanting there to be like
some
drama, extra
that's what I'm
added
saying.
Drama that's related to race, like because it was like the first Black Bachelor and da da da. Like,
yeah,
and I feel like he was so visibly upset after the final rose. Like, and there has been like a lot of talks about like the production, the recent, more recent production, like doing them like dirty and stuff.
Right.
There's a lot of Bachelor people that say like. No, they don't. This is what happens. Like, but then there's also a lot of Bachelor people that are like, they're dirty.
Because
like,
you know all about this. They don't they vet these people.
That's what I was
going
to say. I think that it came down to the fact that they didn't do a great job at that. But who knows? Like
they do like full like
think about it. Like all the old Facebook pictures we had. Like not that you know. Like think about it. Like not that we've done anything like that, but. I mean, there's a picture of me funneling a beer by myself.
Right,
like there are things on the internet that probably shouldn't be on the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. It's just...
It's weird that it didn't come up prior. Like, it's
yeah.
almost
yeah.
like
it's
they
cheap.
Knew about it and then, like, released
We're
it.
We're like, oh, we'll save this.
Halfway through
Let's sit
the
on this
season
for a
being
minute.
Airing.
And it got a aired. Lot of gossip. Like, it really did. Did you see they posted... It was, like, the viewings of each season, and it showed, like, the amount of people that were watching.
Okay.
And it was, like, a scale or a graph or whatever.
Who does have the highest viewers?
Of who has the highest viewers. He didn't have the highest viewers. But yeah. the last few episodes after that peaked up, but it was funny because it was, like,
yes,
the
exactly.
ones that didn't, like, it,
exactly.
like, peaked. It, like, went downhill for What's-His-Face, Stupid Ari, and, like...
Yeah, Ari was whack. Juan Pablo was whack.
Juan Pablo actually had a lot of views because that shit was interesting to people and they wanted to
yeah,
watch it.
Yeah, that's true. It was cringe and awkward.
Yeah.
But that's... See, we talk about it all the time, right? We're like... I like the first episode where you're meeting all the women mm-hmm. or all the men. And I like hometowns. That's it. And then Paradise. Just get me to Paradise.
Paradise like, is the best.
Paradise is the best. If they just did Paradise like twice a year... Like,
yeah.
I'm good. Like,
I still
I'm good
can't
with
believe
the franchise,
that I'm
right?
interested
like,
in the show. It took me several years.
What?
I can't believe that I'm having this conversation because it took me many years
I
to
know.
Watch The Bachelor. And now I'm
Paradise
like,
is actually,
OG.
Like, I think like prime top shelf reality TV, in my opinion. If you know, yes.
I think that they were.
Especially if you know the franchise, you know the people. If you don't, I mean, it's still good, I think. But like, especially if you know the people, I feel
yeah,
like it's
because
really
they'll walk down, and you're like, Bachelor in Paradise.
Like,
definitely.
Oh, that bitch is on it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That motherfucker. You know, yeah. So who's gonna greet them if Chris Harrison's canceled now? Who's gonna greet them in Paradise?
He's canceled. I don't know.
I don't know when they're going to ever do Paradise again. They haven't even talked about it. I also didn't watch
they're
them
doing
announce
it.
No, I think they're doing it.
How are...
Matt James already said he's not doing Paradise, but Bill Simmons asked him
he
that.
Needs to bow out for
why
a while.
Why was Matt James on Bill Simmons?
Because
he's a huge Bachelor fan.
That yeah. And Jamie Baby friends. Doll Dixon, the agent I was talking about, sorry, is Bill Simmons' that. Agent. Yeah. And yeah.
No, I was going to say, I didn't watch when they announced.
Rachel Lindsay, by the way, her podcast.
Yeah.
That's on The Ringer, which is Bill Simmons' company.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. No. I was going to ask. I didn't watch the whole announcement of how Michelle and Katie are both the Bachelorette.
Yeah, what's that about?
Katie's going first, so that'll be aired probably in the beginning of May. And then they're supposed to be doing Bachelor in Paradise, and then they'll do Michelle's season. I don't know, obviously, what happened. Obviously, something with COVID related. That's why there's all these seasons. But I feel like they had chosen Katie, and then maybe like changed their minds, and like because yeah. Michelle didn't win, they wanted her, but she, I guess, didn't want to leave her students again in the same year.
Oh, right.
That
yeah,
was
yeah.
Like
oh,
only
really?
Filmed.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
You knew he wasn't going to pick her because she was the right
one. Was like, I want to do it, but I can't do it yet. Something like that.
Right.
My coworker doesn't like her. I'm like, really? I really
like
her.
What's not to like? What's not to like?
Well, I do think I feel like it is a little bit awkward, like, if my kid were in her class or something like that to like watch her like being
like
bathing suits like kissing all these different men
I mean,
and that's my kid's teacher.
Why would her kids be watching them? Watching
no,
the
but the parents of the kids like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
my kid's teacher
yeah,
and
I mean,
she's making out with 15 guys.
No, you're right.
Like,
you're
how
right.
many students do you have?
No, I know. And she deserves
compared to
find
the world.
Somebody.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Right. But Paradise.
I'm not saying it's
yeah.
wrong. It's a little awkward.
But it's just a way to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand.
But
I don't know.
Why did they choose who, like that guy who did After the Final Rose?
Oh, Emmanuel. I like him.
Yeah, he was good. I mean, he's a former NFL player. It was kind of random out of nowhere.
Because
I mean,
he does the. He hasn't. Do you know him at all? He has
no.
An Instagram that I follow. Oh my God, what is it called?
Didn't he write a book about.
A book. Yeah, it's like. Uncomfortable conversations. Hold
conversations
on. Uncomfortable conversations with a black man, I think
yeah.
it's called.
Yeah.
I started following him maybe like a year ago.
Yeah.
I really like him a lot. And I was excited when they chose him because I was like, oh my God, is he going to be the new guy?
The
like,
new
I thought
host,
he would be
yeah.
great.
I feel like, yeah.
I thought he did a really good.
It was like a test run.
I thought he did a great job with his questions.
Yeah.
He did get a little deep at one point that I was like, I don't know.
Well,
plus it was live, right? Because
they wanted
so
to have
awkward.
the convo.
No, it wasn't
and Chris
it wasn't? It looked so. Live. Don't think it was due after the final was live?
I don't think it was live.
Oh, I thought that was
I mean,
it
maybe,
alive.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. Who knows?
It's debatable.
I have no idea.
Debatable. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was the only one who could kind of have the conversation. You know, Chris
but
Harris
he
said,
has
no.
those, yeah,
but it sucks that, you know, it just came down to that and seems to be kind of, you know, a big theme in these United of the States.
I don't
know.
Yeah, I wonder who, if, because who, like Tayshia and Caitlin Bristowe are going to do The Bachelorette.
That's what I'm saying.
Who's
going to
do
gonna
Bachelor
host,
in Paradise?
Who's hosting what season? Like, how is
well,
that working?
That's what I was saying. Like, when
are
you,
they
when,
doing it together? Or are they hosting separate? That's what I was getting at before.
Oh,
I don't understand
I don't
how it's going to work.
I think he's going to be back. He'll be back.
I don't know.
He just hired
a big time LA lawyer, as per Instagram.
That's a little sketchy.
So shit's going down. That's what I'm saying. I feel like he's going to be held as what is the freaking word that I'm looking for? Where you're like
a martyr?
No.
Pedestal?
No.
Put on a pedestal.
He's being made a, like
the
an example
not the victim,
of.
Example of yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
but
yeah,
there's a word for it, but it's whatever. I can't remember.
It's
but.
Whatever. Yeah.
holding your hand up in the air like that isn't gonna make you remember what the word is.
You know, I'm visual.
Yes. So you're back on Long Island.
Yeah. Also, I'm Kaylee.
Oh yeah, for those who don't know,
any of the listeners,
those who don't know, state your name, your
Kaylee,
age, Kaylee, your occupation. No.
Okay. I am 34 years old. A whopping 34 years old.
Yeah.
I am best friends with these two Gabriels over here, maid of honor in their wedding. Very proud of it.
Their maid of honor.
I'm their maid of honor still to this day. Working on becoming a godmother. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, jeez.
It's a beautiful Gigi, Juliana Gabriel.
Yeah.
She does love me a lot, so I think things are going well for us. We have special bonds. I get high fives.
Imagine I held interviews.
That's not what this is.
Yeah.
I just moved back to Long Island.
Yeah, different world than Brooklyn.
6 years in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's a different world. It's the same island.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, people, it's the same island and very different.
Very historically racist place.
Good old white Iceland. No, it's a good time there. It's
Levittown, man.
It used to be not very, very cultured.
Yeah. Well, that's why
I'm pretty brown myself, so, but there weren't many of us out there.
Yeah.
In my town in particular.
Right.
There are other towns.
Yeah.
Which was an interesting experience, but I'm very happy to
have. But no, you have plenty
there.
Of friends.
So
I think,
many friends.
Yeah, I think
I have too many. I have so many friends. It's crazy.
You have too many friends.
I have a lot
if
of
you
friends.
Ask me.
Yeah, people say I have too many friends, but I love them all.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't change a thing.
No, but yeah, definitely different, different way culturally.
Mm-hmm.
Island versed. And, I grew up in Rockland, Long Island North, essentially.
Yeah, Long Island North. Yes,
that's so it's very.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, and our houses were very similar too.
Yeah, we had the high ranch. Yeah, same style house.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Culturally, I mean, it's about the same. You know, the New York City suburbs.
Yeah.
Very different than living in, New York City culture.
I just couldn't imagine it. I couldn't imagine growing up any other way.
Right. Well, Long Island, the original suburb, right?
I mean,
the original Levittown.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah. But it's going back to, the whole, just, race thing. I mean,
I recently watched something about that, and they were talking about it, and it was very interesting.
It was about, post-World War II and the...
Yeah, and they...
Yeah.
The way that they... chose who lived there, basically hand-selected.
It's called, redlining.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's called. So... Yeah.
Banks, financial institutions wouldn't give
loans
vets,
and,
black vets, any loans or anything.
Yeah, it's
fucked up. It was basically, whites only, and, I mean, it's, slavery, Black Wall Street, Levittown, and it's just, one thing after another.
Yeah.
And, it's why it's unfortunate, but
do
you guys know about Black Wall Street? Do you know what I'm talking
about? I do know about Black Wall Street.
Yeah, that's some fucked up shit.
I didn't know about it growing up.
I didn't either.
Recently,
I just learned about it last year.
Which is why our history is so fucked up.
Do you know what
Is that what that show is about? With, I can't remember his name.
Cool.
We'll come back to you.
Tim.
Yeah.
Did you see
something?
Tim Robbins. What's his name?
Yeah, Tim.
Tim Robbins? No. Tim. No.
Tim Robbins.
Not Tim Robbins.
No, the guy from Mean Girls.
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle wasn't in Mean Girls. That's Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows.
Shit, we were close.
Tim Meadows. I said Tim.
Oh, first off, Don Cheadle's in. No, that's Black Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that about Wall Street, that
no,
show?
No, Black Wall Street was about a black neighborhood in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1921 that was a well-established, actually wealthy neighborhood,
community.
Greenwood neighborhood in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and white people were jealous about it, that black people were prospering in America, and basically pinned a rape on a black man to a white woman, and they sent in, it was like airplanes.
They burned
just,
it down.
They basically just burned down the whole.
And it just never existed anymore. They just
ripped and the, it. And the media went and said, oh, black people looting their own neighborhoods and just blah, blah, blah. Like, they pinned it on them instead of the white people who just went in, like, literally, like, dropped bombs, like, from airplanes. And, you know, it's a big, you know, kind of conspiracy, like, who. Did they have help from the government? You know, it's kind of fucked up.
It's incredibly fucked up. Yeah. And the fact that none of us, it wasn't something anybody was taught in school. Like, none of us learned that until we were adult in our 30s. It was like, that's crazy.
It's kind of like a moment, like, post-slavery. No till,
media. Yeah, well, they, you know, they blocked, and not even media, history. Out, yeah. Like, our history books literally decided, no, we're going to hide this part because this is a shameful part of our history.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so... You can't really censor history because fucked up things happen and people need to be aware of the things that happened and grow from them. Just you, if you hide history, you're bound to repeat it.
Yeah.
So.
But like stuff like that, stuff like Levittown, stuff like, I mean, it's just kind of the way America was built, you know, it just was built basically like, nah, you're not allowed and you're not going to be part of this and. Kind of brings us to where we are today, and everything's just so fucked up. Yes. I've been talking about how, like, we're, like, in two different countries now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way people think and, you know, people in your, like, your own family, and it divides people. It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's... It's complicated. I'm sure throughout history that's arisen in different ways, though. Like, families being divided from certain beliefs and whatever, but...
It's definitely come to a head.
It's come to a head, to a point that it's palpable, and it's
well, because COVID made things pre-COVID, people divided.
No, Trump made people divided, and we're not going to get into that. But there was
Trump was part of it. He wasn't the guy.
No, he's no, part no, no. Of it. He just brought it. He brought a lot of it out. He was the face of it.
Sure,
I think kind of like they're. I don't know, but
I think the media definitely. Drove it that way. Trump was definitely, again, a huge part of it. He kind of was like, fuck you to the corporate media.
Well, he had no filter, first of all.
Right.
Pass.
Which was kind of funny, actually. I used to
enjoy it. Not funny when you're Twitter. The most powerful
but
man
then,
in the
but
world.
Then when you find out he's running the show. And I'll say this about Trump. He ran the most effective campaign in probably the history of presidential campaigns.
You can't deny that. How else would he have won?
This is the problem, though. He ran as like a populist. He ran, I'm going to end the wars. I'm going to take down the deep state. I'm going to come out with a new healthcare plan. And guess what? Nothing. He got in. He did
nothing.
Nothing.
But bring out
did none
the
of that.
Horrible people that were
he did
lying
none of that. Yeah.
Beneath the...
Just a big phony.
You know, but beneath the radar.
Yeah.
They all decided it was time to raise their ugly...
Talking
to
about
rear
it.
But the
ugly
best,
head.
But the best thing he did do was he called out the dishonesty of the corporate media, which is the real divider of people in this
country.
Sure,
but he also used that to cause
to get him
people
elected.
To not believe facts.
Of course.
And that is an even bigger problem. So...
Well... And now there's four sides to every story.
Exactly.
Your side, their side.
Right.
The truth.
The truth and what the media said happened.
That's a really good point, Kate.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty messed up.
But like it's funny. I'm reading a book called Hate Inc. by Matt Taibbi. I was telling you about it.
Yeah.
And what I'm not even halfway through it, but so far he's talked about how like This station, CNN, MSNBC, they'll basically just be like, the Republicans are doing this, and you need to blah, blah, blah. And then Fox News will be like, the Democrats are saying this,
yeah,
and blah,
exactly.
blah, blah. All it is just like, what team are you on? It's like the Bloods and the Crips almost. It's like, you know,
Biggie and
like,
Tupac.
Biggie and Tupac. Yeah, and what happened with that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, it's so bad, and it's kind of why I'm just like, fuck both these people. Like, I'm just like, not people, but both these sides.
Outlets.
Like,
yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, politically homeless, I guess, or an anarchist. I don't know what you want to call it, but I'm like so sick of all of it.
I don't know that I consider you an anarchist, but my brother might be. I don't know that I'd consider you an anarchist.
Yeah. Well,
I would love to hear the two of you talk about
Oh, hell yeah. Just, Shane, if you're listening, anytime, buddy.
Oh, Lord.
Anytime, brother. That could
be
fun.
Have him call in. He'll phone in.
Yeah, zoom in.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that.
That'd be fun.
You guys can talk about your conspiracy theories and shit.
Hell yeah.
No, Shane's very...
What's your favorite?
Very smart.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Oh my god, my favorite.
Because you get a little conspiratorial.
I love UFO conspiracy theories. Like I like weird shit like that.
I mean, you probably even believe in that, in UFOs at this point, right? There's definitely life outside of Earth, correct?
In this huge galaxy. We were talking, going to be talking about UFOs.
Yeah, fuck it.
By the way, this is Katie, Tony's wife, Katie, who has not introduced herself.
It's fine. It'll be labeled. Your names will be labeled. People will know who you are.
I've been on before.
It's not like we're on live radio here. Yeah, and she has been on. This is her third time on.
Oh. Yeah.
So.
What do they call that?
Against my will, but...
A hat trick?
Yeah, we have a gun. No one can see us. We have a gun to our head right now.
Is that
against
a hat trick?
Against my will.
Three a hat trick?
Three is a hat trick. Good job.
Wow!
Good job.
Look at me.
Yeah! So what's my favorite conspiracy theory? Is that what you
asked? Both. Yeah, you go. Well, you go first. I asked Kayla.
I don't know. I gotta think about that.
I don't want to get into that.
What's your favorite one? Who gives a fuck?
I don't know. Like, give me some. I can't think of that on top of my head. This is coming off the blue. I have to really think about it.
We'll stash that. But back to UFOs. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, like, I love conspiracies but back to about UFOs. Yeah. Like, Unsolved Mysteries, there was one about UFOs, about the new Unsolved Mysteries that came out recently.
Oh,
on
I haven't
Netflix.
Watched that. What? God, I used to love the old ones.
Holy shit, bro. There's creepy, two seasons.
With that creepy guy in the trench coat.
Yeah, he's not there anymore. But they have. Yeah, like, I mean,
he was probably in his 70s, like 25 years ago. So, yeah, it's a good chance.
No, it's like two seasons they had out, but they do one, and it's about these abductions.
Okay.
These alien abductions that took place. I don't remember where, what state they were in, but there was like.
New Mexico, probably.
Of course, it's like late New Mexico.
I feel like it's always like the Southwest. Yeah.
But it was like different people along the way experienced the same thing along that coast or in like that town. It is fascinating. I can't get over it. I'm still, after watching that, I'm like, yeah, there's 1,000%.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like,
well, just recently, while in like the height of COVID and the election and all this fucking shit going on, there was actually a few articles about like, I forget what country, it was maybe Russia or somewhere in Europe. And then even in the US, people, you know, different like people who study this shit, they reported like unidentified flying objects. Like, there's nothing on Earth that moves that way.
Yeah.
Like we've noticed that shit. It happens all the time. And they just kind of like, it's like a New York Post article. That
exactly.
Just like,
and they just like let it go.
They just like
That's
slide
exactly
it
what it
that
is. And I'm like, why is nobody focusing more on this?
Well,
it's gotta
do you really think the government wants, you know, they don't want us to know how COVID got here. They definitely don't want us to know about UFOs.
If you watch John Oliver, you'll know how COVID got here.
What does he say?
I freaking love John Oliver, first of all.
He's funny.
Disclaimer.
I'm just, you know, he's funny. He's all right.
So the last few years have been very, well, yeah, but they worked together.
Yeah.
But John Oliver's, when Trump wasn't in office, he went back to that. He's back to talking about things other, because I felt like for a while well, it was very politically heavy, but now he's diving back into his other things.
Well, they were all like, doing it, right? Like Kimmel.
Of course.
Like,
I mean, what else
Colbert.
Could we talk about? It was like our nation was in a state of chaos.
But people like they harped on it. They got TDS like hardcore. Like it was just bad.
Yeah. But John Oliver recently had an episode, I think it was like the first or second episode of his new season that just came out, and he talks about pandemics, and he's talking about how how COVID got here, and how there's like a bunch of different scientists talking about how we're due for another pandemic, like really soon. Like this is not
Fauci every week is like,
yes, but it's like
we're
gonna
have another surge. Oh.
No. But not even just COVID, another pandemic besides COVID.
So like, another virus.
These are going to happen, and the reason being
they're just
going to
leak it out of this lab.
That's a conspiracy. There you go. That's an interesting conspiracy theory.
So it's eating a bat.
But it's also
that's
more than that.
That's an even kookier
conspiracy.
Sure,
but it's more
bat.
Than that. It's not even just the eating of the bat. It's the fact that there are contributing factors in the sense that humans are taking over the world. So we're building into rainforests where we're and jungles and things like that, where we're mixing with animals that we necessarily shouldn't be with, and there are viruses being picked up by those animals brought back into society. So that's kind of one of the ways he was talking about that's a way that.
But there's a lab in China where they study the.
There's multiple. There's one in the U.S. There's one I think North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina.
There's one in.
You saw that on.
There's one in China.
On the pandemic, didn't you?
I did watch Pandemic.
Yes, you watched.
I did watch
Pandemic. Yeah, that was hot for a while, and then it like fizzled.
And
real
then
quick.
It was pulled from the internet.
Well, you don't think that's weird? Like, banning Trump permanently, pulling different videos and different you know, independent media sites. You don't think that's, like, creepy?
I don't love it, but I also think that there are certain things that are dangerous and that they should be removed because
but
people...
But if it's
because
crazy.
Look at what people do. Look at what people do when they're provided information that's... First of all, a lot of it's not true. And, like, a lot of things that people, like... I think it's just important that the problem is that factual things aren't fact checked really, and people just say things and then they run with it, and that's the
social
problem.
Media too. There's so many
social media people, news, yeah. Everything, and that right there is the problem because they used to have to prove that things were true before they released it. They don't have to do that anymore. It's let me speak first. We'll deal with it later.
Right.
That's a problem because people hear it and they're like, "Oh, I saw it here. I saw it here, and it's true."
No, I mean, I can't disagree with you there. Yeah. I mean, it's,
wasn't there a theory that coronavirus like came about like what you said before about how like we were due for another pandemic or whatever, like almost like as if it was like a human genocide thing, like there needed to be something
that
to
was
like
a theory too,
yeah,
a conspiracy theory.
Oh,
you
mean like Bill Gates talking about in 2015 or something, he was at some conference, he was talking about how the planet's too populated and we need to
well like depopulate. That but how
I didn't know that
but how right, like humans are taking over the world and that we needed another pandemic to like yeah,
take out
limit,
some of them
yeah like human genocide yeah.
Well, I mean there's millions of these types yeah
that's
I mean
a little far-fetched.
But is that who
knows,
did
man?
That was that as of like Mother Nature decided or like
no,
literally
like,
scientists
no,
were
like a,
this is getting
there's
crazy.
Like a billionaire cabal deep state pedophile you know that
no
crazy
that's,
stuff
no that's
and they all
not
conspired
it.
To you know
so
to,
maybe
do
you guys have heard two different theories because I'm sure there's
yeah it wasn't that.
Well, who's coming up with these things?
I don't remember.
It's definitely a cabal of rich and powerful, possibly pedophile
you love those.
People.
Yeah, you love those.
Well, you just said it.
That's not what I meant.
So who's coming up with this?
I don't know.
I don't know. Throwing stuff out here. But that's a good conspiracy. Good job. That's a good.
Thanks. Jesus.
Like I said, against my will. Sitting here against my will.
Gun to her head. Two guns, actually. Kaylee's got a gun, too.
Yeah, I'm only here for the wine.
Yes. But we'll never know why we're a year into this now. Which is crazy. This time last year, we were all like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. 6 months
last
pregnant.
Day I was at work was March 16th in the office. That's the last time I went to an office to work.
Oh, you haven't been in there once.
In a year.
March 13th.
Because I go in every Tuesday. Tuesdays no. with Maury. At my office.
Tuesdays with Maury? Do you really work with Maury?
No, that'd be funny though, right?
That'd be great. What a good book. I remember that book.
I never read it, no.
You should read it. It was good.
I read it in a
good
book.
One of my favorites growing up, actually.
Yeah.
I think I have it.
I'm going to borrow it.
But yeah, I mean, it's just like, we're never going to know why. I mean, we'll never know why 9/11 happened. You know, there's always these things we're never going to know why it happened.
Jesus. Talk about conspiracy theory.
I think we know why 9/11 happened, right?
What's that?
I said, didn't we know why 9/11 happened?
That's your favorite conspiracy theory.
Is it, Tony? Is that your shit?
God. No, my favorite one is that Tom Hanks is a pedophile.
Tom Hanks is a fucking saint.
No, but I mean one that you believe. You don't believe that theory.
I don't know. Who freaking knows?
Okay. We're talking about Tom Hanks.
I know. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it.
America's sweetheart.
But like, why is that out there? Like, there's like millions of people.
Because
people think that
suck.
Way.
Just again, back to my point. People say things without fact checking, and just because you said it doesn't make it real. No, Tom Hanks.
Just
is a
because you read it on Twitter,
saint. Yes,
doesn't mean it's real.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's still my favorite. One of my favorite.
I hate that
theories.
One. How can you talk
yeah,
shit about
that's
Tom Hanks?
Horrible.
That's terrible.
Listen, I love Tom Hanks too. That's probably why it's my favorite. Because it's just like, what the? It's that crazy that he's part of this cult.
But that to me is so
cannibals.
Like, the worst thing you could say about someone, and like people say it just because
but
they
like,
heard
why
it.
Why do these things even get out? Like Christy Teigen's a cannibal. Pedophile.
Yeah.
Like why do these things like get out? You know, just because they're like...
They drink baby blood? Get the hell
yeah,
out of here.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Get the fuck out of here.
I know. It's
nonsense.
Yeah, just probably that whole thing is probably like
It's like someone in their basement made up all these crazy stories.
That's your favorite. But because it's laughable.
Because it's laughable. Yeah, don't get it twisted. It's not my favorite because it's like,
because you true. No, because you like possibly think it's true. Right. That's
it's just comical to you.
Yeah, that's
like so outlandish. Exactly.
Like Epstein, that ended up being that's not even a conspiracy.
That wasn't a conspiracy theory. That's not even a conspiracy
at this point. Yeah, like he didn't really he killed himself. Yeah, okay. You know. Yeah.
No.
But that's gotten like almost mainstream. And now like Ghislaine Maxwell's in jail. I mean, that whole thing's crazy. Her trial comes up in July, actually.
Peace. Good riddance. Have fun in jail.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like she's going to somehow get out of it.
Oh, well.
We'll see.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Or she'll... she'll
probably turn up...
I'm doing air quotes. Suicide.
D-E-A.
Yeah. Suicide herself.
D-E-D.
Yeah. Might have to suicide herself.
Turn Robin Hood inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh man!
Yeah, some days I'm like, you know, the UFO does need to kind of land here, and you know.
I can't wait, and I will be there. Well, no, I won't be there. I'll watch it from afar. I don't want to be abducted at all. Right. I have no desire. But that's what the whole thing that I watched about. They talk about their abduction, dude. Watch this shit.
What's the murder stuff that you watch?
Oh my god, I can dive in.
But it's always a different story.
Depends on what we're talking about. I listen to many podcasts about murder murder shit, not documentaries. I watch those too. Crime Junkie is a great one.
Okay.
My Favorite Murder, great one. I've been heavy diving into the Long Island serial killer, the Gilgo Beach murder.
Yes. So I wanted to ask you.
I have so many things.
Because I remember seeing that first. I remember hearing about this story like 15 years ago, probably. Maybe even longer than that.
It was probably about 10. Well, it's been the 10-year anniversary. No, it's about 10 years. Because so they caught the person Shannon. Yet? So, no.
That's crazy.
Okay. There are.
How many bodies have they found?
They found, I think, 11.
Holy shit.
There may have maybe 12. Get it out! They're not sure if it's one killer or if it's multiple killers. And true. There's also theories. Talk about my favorite conspiracy theories. Here we go, Tony. Okay. You knew you'd get me somewhere.
Sure, sure.
The theories are that there is, here we are with Tony's favorites, powerful people at play that are interested in, like, violence towards women and sex, sex towards, you know, prostitutes and people in the sex industry. And the theory is that I think his name was Philip Burke, maybe? Burke was the chief of police, head of Suffolk County Police Department at the time.
Yeah.
He basically blocked out the FBI, blocked out all of the people that worked in the department. It's crazy, and it's like literally my backyard. So hearing these things and
just wish the listeners could see your body language.
Well, for something like this to happen and no one get caught, there has to be police behind it or FBI.
Yes and no.
To cover things up.
The thing is that what they were covering up? The question is, what were they trying to cover up?
These young
women that were dismembered and left in a beach.
There's clearly a
in
cult
different parts.
Of
there were body parts found on Fire Island, out in Manhasset, out somewhere else.
Well, that's what a cult does. They want to leave. You ever see? Did you watch True Detective season one?
Yeah, I did watch that.
I mean,
I watched part of it with you. I think
if you watched it over, because it's been a while.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch it.
It'll remind you a lot of what's going on with this Gilgo, because it's like they leave. It's almost like a cult is very, they believe in a higher power of some sort, and they're just a bunch of sick fucks.
It's not about a higher power for them. It's about power in general and just being, like, this is what the theory is, that they're obsessed with, like, power over women and, like, sex and, you know,
That's Epstein.
The theory is, okay, so
all
this,
that too.
This one podcast I was listening to was like, talking about Burke and how he...
And he was
head of Suffolk County Police Department. This one guy he broke into his car not knowing he was like the chief of police or whatever and stole a bag from his car. And in that bag, there was a snuff film
Yeah. Well, there you go.
And they blamed it, which for anybody who doesn't know, is when a woman is having sex with a man and the man murders the woman in the video. And it's like a sexual fetish.
Yeah. You ever see 8mm?
Disgusting.
You ever see 8mm with Nicolas Cage?
No. I really don't have dark, any desire dark to see movie that. About. It's a, that's about, what it's about.
Yeah,
it's
not,
no,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. And supposedly Hillary is on.
Get out of here with that shit, please.
That's what the Q, please, the QAnon says.
Get out of here. Don't even bring up QAnon in my face, please.
That's your favorite conspiracy.
Ugh.
That Hillary was in a snuff film of Biden?
Just everything that QAnon has.
Well, Anthony Weiner, the Anthony Weiner laptop, they found. That's what they found on there.
Who's that?
Who's that? Who's Anthony
that?
Weiner?
No, I know who that is. Said, who's that?
Oh, them. You know, that who's, they say.
QAnon.
You know, Pizzagate. Them. You know, all
yeah,
that
get the fuck out of here with
that
nonsense. This stuff is actually facts. This guy went.
But you're kind of found proving, this out. But you're kind of proving my point a little bit with thinking there's some.
There's always a little something to it.
Because what you're talking about right now is some sort of cult who, yeah, they provide the market with these films. It's disturbing and disgusting, but like...
Yeah.
But
and it's just too dark for people sometimes to even dive into and think about. So it's like, that's what's crazy. But I just think, I don't know, when it comes to the Long Island serial killer, it fascinates me. It's literally my backyard. Like, I grew up at these beaches, and it's creepy. Drive the Ocean Parkway regularly. So it's interesting to hear these perspectives and these things come and that have happened there that were so horrific. But the one thing that it was is they're not sure if the woman who, Shannon, who was the last one who brought the attention to this area, she was at a party in Oak Beach. I actually know people who knew people at that, like, that live in Oak Beach.
Sure.
You know, one of my best friend's dads was a detective, and there was like issues. He worked the case. Like, I have a lot of insight into this from what he shared. He shares nothing. He's very tight-lipped. It's very upsetting to me. I try to get that out of him. But it's just interesting that what happened to her was terrible, but it brought so much attention to the case.
Yeah.
And that's how they found these other women. So we don't know if it had something to do with the serial killer, if it was something to do with who was at this party, whoever it was. Apparently, allegedly on the 911 tape, she's saying, they're trying to kill me. Like, who are there? Like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got to be, it's got to be some sort.
And they won't release it. Yeah. And they've allegedly solved her case. It doesn't matter. It's not an active case anymore. So why won't they release these tapes? Like, there's so much information that they're just not giving out. It's all tight-lipped. And now there's a whole, like, Burke's not there anymore. There's a whole new
chief. Is there a doc? Documentary, or is it just a podcast? Oh, there is many,
and they're coming out. And there's movies that were made, like dramas,
like made for TV movies.
Yeah, one on I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's a drama, and it's about the woman's the mother of one of the young women that were killed.
Okay,
and she like looks into she's like seeking answers.
Okay,
but I forget what it's called right now. I could look it up, but. Anyway, it's dark and depressing, and I don't know why I'm so fascinated by that stuff, probably from my psychology background, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everyone wants to, that's why conspiracy theories are so popular, and these murder stuff.
And serial killers.
And so, because you want to know so bad, like, we still don't know who killed JonBenet Ramsey, and.
Dude, don't even.
Yeah, I knew I was gonna get you started. I knew it.
I'm just like not interested in that stuff.
Yeah, I used to not be. I don't know.
Better
that's
off
okay.
Not.
So dark. You're good. I'm glad you're not.
You're better
it
off
really
not
is.
Being into it. Yeah.
It is dark. I'll stay with my reality TV.
It is depressing, and you'd think I'd be a little more like I don't know. It doesn't like scare me, which is also terrifying to me because then I think about it, I'm like I should be a little more jumpy. Like these things that I listen to all the time.
But people love that stuff.
I don't. Yeah. And love is. Is a strong word because you don't love it. I don't love it. I'm fascinated by it.
Fascinated, like some people really are obsessed with it.
Well, look at Ted Bundy. Didn't he get married to someone while he was on trial?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like this woman clearly knew.
There's been a lot of people in jail, like starting relationships with people who have like written them or something like that.
Correct.
Yeah. It's people are.
It's scary. It's just scary the amount
that there are people,
fucked up people there
like,
are out there.
Yeah.
Who are fascinated with murderers. characters, and yeah, it's just
like when I look bizarre. At them, I'm not fascinated in like an oh, I no, want to marry not, murderer like, aspect. I'm like fascinated with understanding the psychology behind it and just remembering the people who were murdered. Like they have a story. Like yeah. That's crazy, and that's why it fascinates me about it. And what I think one of the reasons why I listen to it, and that's what is highlighted in a lot of the podcasts I listen to, is particularly the Long Island Serial Killer one and the Crime Junkie one, is they talk about the victims, and they're like, they'll talk about women, young women who have been murdered by, you know, spouses and people who are abusing them, and how to identify those things in those relationships. And to me, that's important.
Yeah.
You know, that yeah. should be talked about. And I think that it's interesting to listen to. I don't yeah. know.
With that being
said, somebody yeah. told me one, sorry, somebody told me about one that was more of like the psychology of the other side of things, like how they like interview the like murderers and things like that, like certain tactics and stuff like that. That yeah. I think I would find interesting.
But. Did you watch Mindhunters?
No, Gal, I did not.
But that's what the show is. It's about how they came up with the DSM.
Yeah, I think that's how. Yes, and I think that's how we got started on that. And then there was like, there's like another one though, like an actual reality yeah. show. And I think it was like probably it came based out before off that. Of that. Yeah, yeah.
Watch it. It's fascinating, yeah. and it's also King George that. From the Hamilton.
No, I know. Yeah. What's his name?
I always forget that guy's name.
I love him though.
Is it
Can
Jesse?
We talk about Hamilton for an hour? Because Katie and I will re-sing the whole thing.
When's Hamilton 2 coming out?
No.
You were saying, Tony.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all interesting stuff, you know? You know, what's your thoughts on Two Masks?
I was two masking at one point.
Wait, no, you weren't.
I was.
Yes, on social media for some reason. On public transit, yeah. she was.
I guess if there's anywhere you're going to do it, it's there.
Yeah, lot of people do on planes and stuff and in schools. I have a couple coworkers who double mask.
Full disclosure, I hate the mask. I do it.
I mean, who doesn't hate it? Nobody likes it.
No, I've heard from some people they like
Nobody
the mask.
Nobody likes
well,
it.
Well, yeah, maybe just because nobody's getting...
Their lip quacks
colds
anymore.
Or flu
right.
or...
But I just...
I don't mind not being, like, recognized.
I just hate... And yeah, that's probably my favorite part about it. But I hate just, like, normalizing the mask because this is what...
But it is. It's normal now. It's been a year. This is our normal... This is our world.
So
this
a year from now, we'll still all be wearing masks.
Not all of us. Not. But there will still be people wearing
I do
masks.
Think
will there
so.
Be mandates?
I
no,
hope not.
I don't think...
I
in
hope
a
the
year?
Pandemic is
in
gone year. By
no,
then.
I don't think so.
But like I said, John Oliver's predicting another one.
I mean,
not this
Lord, soon. Lord Biden said we can.
Lord
we can,
Biden, we can, get the hell out of here.
We can go back to small gatherings by July 4th, which is funny because this past July 4th we did a small gathering, mm-hmm. but this upcoming we were allowed to do it again. Thank you, Master.
Yeah, but you have first of all, get out of here with that nonsense. Second.
What, your boy Biden, who just fired five people because they smoked weed in the past?
I didn't say he's not my boy, first of all. Was he the best choice at the time? Sure. Do I think that's fucked up and stupid? Yes.
Well, so I read an article on it, and it's like, so they hired him. They did a background, you know, they do a background, especially if you work for the White House, do a background check. They do probably a drug test. Why all of a sudden, like, while they were already working, they looked into their past and found out?
I don't know. There's got to be more to it.
There's
and
definitely
also,
more to it.
It's yeah. got to be, to me, it's like, there has to be, like, what states are they from? Was it legal in their state?
Well, it's legal like, in Washington, D.C.
Yes, but are all of them from Washington, D.C.?
No, probably not. No.
Like, you know, like, they're if they're from California, that's been legal right. for a long time. Like, you
well, it's just kind of crazy because, first off, Joe Biden, I don't expect him, you know, for any reason to legalize marijuana or condone smoking.
Not on a federal level. But.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the type that's ever smoked it. He, I mean, the guy's...
Ever? I don't know.
I mean, maybe back in the day. But, like, you know, this is the guy that wrote the crime bill, which put away people for low-level marijuana crimes. Some that are still in jail. So I don't expect him for a second to, you know, to... But Kamala... Right? Hasn't she come out and said that, like, she would legalize it or decriminalize? Like, I thought... But she was also...
She put a lot of people away because
exactly,
of it. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. No, she was a tough cop, California.
But I mean, I respect her. I like her. But I don't know.
It's kind of going backwards. And it's funny because you're like... you earlier you were like, aren't they supposed to be like progressive?
And but it's they
like,
kind of.
But that shows that the corporate propaganda has worked on
but
you.
But that's what I. No, that's what I said. I knew they're progressive to an extent. I just didn't like what extents.
I know, that's the thing. Kamala actually was a co-sponsor on Medicare for All a few years ago, and then out of nowhere just stopped endorsing it, which is kind of weird. It's like, so what happened? You wanted to run for president.
Well, yeah. Everything politicians do.
So you can't support that because you'll never win.
Everything politicians do has a motive. That's obvious. That's been the case for eons.
So dirty.
But
like, why can't we get like a real?
Because anybody, I've said that's not how it works, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Anyone who's smart, who's would be the best at that job, is smart enough to know that they don't want it. Nobody wants to be in power. Nobody should want to be president. Nobody should want to be a politician. Well, those positions are scary and always heavily influenced. And the people that are trying to get in that are going to be the best at it are shoved out of it by the people of power who are in it for their own reasons.
You just nailed it. You're exactly right. 100%.
Yeah.
I also think, and I'm not trying to defend presidents, but I think they don't have the ultimate power.
That's what I was going to say.
It's fair. I think
every time you say like, oh, Biden did this or Kamala, I'm like, it's not, he didn't do it. Like, he's not the one that's actually doing this. Like,
you're a conspiracy theorist.
Maybe I am.
No, but like, I really do think the CIA, Wall Street, military industrial complex, like these are the real people kind of like, I feel like, you know, and call it conspiracy all you want, but it's just like, you know, again, it goes back to Trump. He wanted to bring the troops home. He wanted to end the endless wars. And he gets in and just keeps the war machine going. Yeah. You know, brings some swamp creatures on his team. Doesn't drain the swamp at all.
Swamp creatures.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, what the fuck? And then, you know, Biden, I don't think he ever promised. He did a $15 minimum wage, which they didn't even, like, try to make happen. Otherwise, he didn't really promise anything.
Well, they're saying that they didn't get it into this bill. They're going to keep trying for it.
Yeah, it's
not bad. We'll see.
I think it's over. I think
6 months in. We got time. Not even.
This past stimulus is the only real like legislation I think this administration is going to pass.
We got a lot of years ahead. A lot can happen.
What do you think else can happen? No, I'll ask you a genuine question. Like, I'm not challenging. Like, what do you really think could happen next?
But I'm open to seeing what does, and I hope that it's less hate-driven because that's...
Well, that's...
And...
All these corporate media, they're all losing mad ratings. So you get ready for the hate. The hate's coming back. They need ratings. The ratings dipped big time. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all dipping. Because no more Trumpy anymore. They lost their golden goose.
I hate that guy so much.
But, I mean, the corporate media, they loved him. Because it just gave them
amazing ratings. I just think he brings out the worst in everyone. Whether you love him or hate him, I think he brings out the worst in you. I've had arguments with my family that I've cried because I was A,
he divided a lot of people.
And B,
I know. No, he...
B, like, I can't understand. And it upsets me that you have such strong positive feelings towards such a horrible person.
This is the one thing I like about him.
I like nothing about him. I hate him.
Free speech. I agree with free speech.
Nobody says that people shouldn't have free speech.
What do you think's happening all over the place, though, with censorship? And, you know, I obviously it's big tech. They're private companies. But it just seems like they collude with Democrats specifically.
You said a big point there is private companies and they can do whatever they want.
Right. But it always seems...
Which I don't always agree with either.
But they shut down Parler, which is a conservative...
Yes.
It's a conservative Republican
platform.
And it was it was under Amazon. They just like that. Boom. See ya.
Well, for a reason.
What?
Because they said that a lot of the things that happened for the
insurrection.
The coup.
Listen.
Quote unquote.
The QAnon people are the most fun people on Twitter. They're hilarious.
But they're
nuts.
Dangerous.
Yeah, how dangerous are they?
Incredibly. Look what happened, dude.
They were letting
people die because of them.
But have you seen the videos of the cops just letting them run in?
They didn't even attempt exactly. To stop them. That's because they're part of the problem.
The cops.
Some of the people that let them do that, yes.
I mean, there's all these videos. It's what the fuck? And there was one video, I went back to it and it was gone.
Exactly. Yeah, fucked up. But that's because there were, I don't know, don't even. I'm upset that you even.
Why are you upset? That I what?
I just
you
think,
Haley, you agreed to doing this podcast. I just want to remind you.
I did. I just.
What? I'm just. I mean, come on.
No, I'm just saying.
Part of the problem, the QAnon people are scary. Are very scary. And
more than BlueAnon people?
I don't know what BlueAnon is.
People believe in, like, Russiagate, like the Russia hoax, and they believe that.
I think Russia's.
QAnon's coming to murder them in their homes. I don't want to talk about Russia,
because who knows if they're listening.
Oh, come on. Live see, my see? Life. You fell for it.
Oh, God.
The Russians.
Hey, you never know, bro.
There's no Russia anything.
You never know. But
China's worse than Russia. We should be worried about China.
China. Don't even. Leave the Asians alone. They're having a really hard week.
I get that. Yeah. But China is probably the only country that's more potentially more powerful than America. There is that threat of if we ever piss them off, you never know.
But why do we have to piss anyone off? Why can't we all just fucking get along?
Well, Trump definitely was poking at him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he instigated a lot.
And there's a lot
things.
Of people that think, you know, they're responsible.
No,
for
that's him
COVID.
That started that. That's bullshit.
Oh, I know. But he got a lot of people to.
Yeah, and look
it.
What's happening now. Terrible yeah. things yeah. because of that
but
man.
But the government hasn't really given us much of a reason to trust them. Over many, many years.
I don't necessarily fully trust the government.
People, you know?
I don't trust people that I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know you.
Well, now.
I don't know the government.
Pre-COVID, it was already, and it's like now COVID, it's like no one trusts anyone.
I know, now who, like, I haven't been to society in like a year. We finally got to go out to dinner.
Well,
last
it's
night.
Sad
that
it's
nice.
Come to that, though, that we can't.
It's terrifying. It's scary and sad.
Well, that's why I don't like normalizing.
But yeah. That's yeah. not a new thing.
It's not. It's yeah. been the way for a very
right.
long time.
And the people, the insurrection, I mean, they obviously, a lot of them were very disturbed, mentally ill people. We should sympathize with that. But, like, what brought them there?
What do you mean? What brought them there?
What made them so angry that they needed
they
to storm the Capitol
all day, watching this terrible stuff on the news, following this terrible propaganda, saying right. all of these terrible things are happening to yeah. them and their victims,
media, man.
And they go out there and cause harm upon others, yeah. and that here that is the problem.
Yeah.
That is the problem.
Media,
is
yeah.
the people that are so into it and believe it so fiercely
yeah.
are the ones that can cause harm to others.
Right.
That will, without even thinking about it. Because yeah. they're so invested and they're so... They just are blindly following somebody who they think believes in them and has their back and literally couldn't give two shits about them.
Right.
So that is terrifying.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And that's why it's so bad and so scary when QAnon and things like that, because people that don't know better become obsessed and they do inexcusable things.
Right. But it was a one-time thing.
What was?
The insurrection, whatever. Now there's like
I mean, you
barbed
can't say
wire
that.
And like security and they're guard. There's National Guards, like thousands of them guarding Washington, D.C. now. So obviously nothing's going to happen again.
I don't know.
You can't say that.
We have no idea.
You never know.
We didn't think that was going to happen.
Right.
You can't predict that. You have no idea.
So you guys sitting here and saying you're scared of QAnon people? Because I'm not. I'm definitely more scared of the government than QAnon people. Let's just put it that way.
I didn't say I was scared about anything.
I wouldn't say the word scared, but I think that they can be dangerous.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. It's a toughie.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, until lighter things.
What else you got?
I miss concerts.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I mean, what's like the first concert you want to...
Oh my God,
well,
anything.
I know Katie already. I know where she wants to go.
She's going to Spac to see Dave.
I don't know if that's happening. Like, I did hear of one.
Seeing David Spac will be pretty kind of like something. That'd be kind of like emotional, I'd say, after all this.
I just don't know how it's so nostalgic for you. You wouldn't get tickets. Like, how can you limit that?
See, here's my thing. I don't even know do I want to go to a concert and just wear a mask the whole time, though?
Right.
Like, is it that worth it to me to drop $100, $150?
Yeah, no, you'll have to be vaccinated.
I'm definitely going.
No, you'll have to be vaccinated or show, like, a
positive or negative, not a positive,
a recently negative test.
Test. Yeah,
that's another thing, man.
But do they still ask you to wear a mask?
Yeah, of course, of course. They're telling people even after you get vaccinated, gotta wear a mask. Why? Like, can someone explain that to me? Like, why?
Well, actually, they're saying a lot of different things.
Because it's confusing. Because
then they're saying that you can be in a small group with people who are unvaccinated and unmasked,
right,
as long as they are low risk. And I'm like, but then you just told me I can't be.
The thing is nobody knows.
The thing is that nobody knows, and nobody. They're trying to limit and minimize.
Yeah, so they can watch it. So they have their case studies.
Yeah. so that you can minimize exposure.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like, I can't. Whatever. That's fine.
But and listen, that's fine if they want to do all that.
I just wish that there was more. Like, we've said this a lot with family members and friends and, you know, et cetera. I wish that people had, what's the word I'm looking for, Tony?
I don't know.
No, like, that there was
more
having, like, a word vomit.
Togetherness? Word
retrieval.
More,
issue over here.
The word you're going
for
is
you wish people were more comfortable about
no.
it? Is that what, I don't know what.
There's no consistency.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's clear. I mean, that's kind of what you started your little rant with.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. I wish that there was more. It just came to me, literally. Yeah. I wish that there was more
consistency. We're talking about Fauci
but
saying,
even with myself, I, you know.
Right.
It's just because we don't know.
None of us.
The whole point, we have no idea. This is unknown to everyone. Unknown territory. Even the scientists are like, we're dealing with the unknown here. Let's figure this out. And that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And it's just scary to be a part of that. But think about how many, like my grandfather had polio. My mom's father. Mm-hmm. Like that wasn't that long ago. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me why the name Spanish flu isn't racist, but China virus is racist? Someone explain that to me.
Because it's not a China virus. It's coronavirus. The name of it is COVID.
But it
that was
from
a
China.
Name given to someone to make it people angry at a country, a type of people,
right.
A whole population.
But Spanish flu, does Spanish flu have like a scientific name to
it? I don't know. I've never
looked into
it.
Well, wasn't it only in Spain? And that's why it was called Spanish
flu? No, I thought
flu?
It was. I thought it was here. No, I thought it was. No, I'm pretty sure
Google
it was here
it.
And Come actually on. Killed more people than coronavirus has. Not positive about that. Fact check me. You got
no
it? You looking
idea.
It up? Kale?
Spanish flu, also known as the 1918 influenza pandemic, was unusually deadly, caused by the H1N1 influenza A virus, lasting from February 1918 to April 1920, and infected 500 million people, a
Damn.
Third of the world's population, in four successive waves. Fuck, four? We've only had two. The death toll is typically estimated to have been somewhere between 20 million to 50 million, although estimated
Damn.
Ranges of conservative 17 million to a possible high of 100 million, making it one of the deadliest pandemics in human history. It was worldwide.
Grazie. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Pretty fucked
that's
up.
That's an interesting point, but the thing is we know better now. Don't we not? Like, and not
do
to
we?
Say that things that happened then were oh, they didn't know any better. I don't mean it by
yeah.
that, but we do know better now and we're more we should be better. That's all.
Yeah, you're right. I can get with that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, listen, I think things are trending the right way. It sounds like the new normal is you're going to have to carry a vaccination card and you're going to have to wear a mask.
Which is crazy, right?
Because
you think about like HIPAA.
It's a bummer. Kind of
and like nobody should know. But we have to share it.
I never thought about it.
Yeah.
Way.
Like,
but there's always going to be a large contingent of this country that's going to be like, fuck the mask, fuck getting vaccinated.
Yeah.
And it's just going to keep us like divided for God knows how long, you know, just that.
Yeah,
that
but hopefully
sucks.
It's predominantly people that just get vaccinated. And like, you know, you see a woman who was pregnant, got the vaccine, her baby was born antibodies. That's what we need, is people born with antibodies and then this thing will go away.
Right.
Like, it just needs, people need to build up the antibodies and it will disappear. Just like all of the other viruses did. So, I like to think that's how it worked. I'm not a scientist, nor am I a doctor.
I don't think it's going
to
disappear, but
we're gonna it'll
be
get
able better.
To better control. And then in 40 years, when there are anti-vaxxers
people
again,
COVID is
like the mumps and the measles or whatever, it'll pop back up and then go away.
Yippee.
So,
yippee ki yay. All right, on to night. All right, so what's the first concert you're going to?
whatever I can. I was supposed to, Elton John. We were supposed to see Elton John like the month the world shut down, 2022, and we were all crossing our fingers that things went well. Don't know, but 2022 they rescheduled it for. So
okay,
definitely on the books. I was supposed to see.
I would love to just go to like a rave, just like. But not like an inside.
I don't think I will ever.
Not like
I'm not. I'm done with.
Yeah,
raves.
Not like an inside sweaty one. People on top of each other because, like, clearly,
like a festival. Because honestly, I might be.
Well,
into that.
No, like one of these outdoor ones where you can kind of like.
I would love to frolic.
One of these outdoor ones where you can be like off to the side, like away from people. I mean, right. You can get away with it there, but like a you know like an output type club, like that's probably those days are probably done. Over. I know the clubbing business is yeah. It's already a tough business. Output closed like a year before COVID.
2 years ago,
yeah.
Just I remember. I remember. I was walking by and it was like closing. I think I sent you a picture. And
so
I was
many
like, oh shit!
Epic nights at that place.
Yeah.
I think. Shout out to my cousin Mike Passapia, who you had on a couple of.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that they Mikey might P. be going to see Twiddle. I think that Twiddle has a few dates big up. Literally scheduled for the summer.
Oh yeah.
I would love to go see Twiddle.
Oh.
Can we go?
Again.
Who's Twiddle?
Michael Sapia, hit me up. It's Kaylee. You know me.
Brittany is like their biggest fan.
Word.
And now, Mike.
Yeah.
I saw Twiddle, too. They played at Two Roads, Road Jam.
Yeah.
Shout out to Megan. Megan Zachary, director. You know, gets me into those shows. And they played a couple years ago. And man, it was so much fun. They killed it.
Okay. What kind of
dying to go. That's where I would love to
it's like
go.
Jam
honestly,
band stuff?
Jam
bands. Yeah. I would love my. I think my first show will be like a jam band. Honestly, I want to like get down and dirty and dance. And
well, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm down. I want to go to like you know like a house music or some.
Yeah,
some
I think,
festival. Just rock
I think
out,
I'd go to a jam band before I'd go. I'd go to an outdoor.
But jam
band,
I'd do
think.
Too. Well, I would do Dave. I mean, I would do you know.
I don't know if I'd consider Dave.
I was telling Kaylee before how in North when we're in North Carolina, how your mom was saying that there's. Like a restaurant that has live music, and I'm like, I'm so excited for that, even if it's like the worst cover band ever. Because
FaceTiming.
I just want to see some kind of music live in my face
for my birthday. The last time we saw live music was my birthday when we went to whatchamacallit in October.
This is 2019.
Alabama
Shakes. No, we went to what a show.
Was
No, it wasn't a famous person. It was, what's his name? That guy. He was playing guitar for us outside.
Oh, yeah.
That was the closest we've gotten to live music. That he was great. We had so much fun. He did a lot of covers, but...
that was October.
That was in October.
But I mean, like, I honestly don't remember the last, like, concert I saw because time's weird and this pandemic and I was pregnant and, like, what was the last concert I saw? I don't...
Last concert I saw were the Eagles at Madison Square Garden.
I have a horrible memory as it is, so
I can't remember mine.
I honestly think that I would have to like look through my photos on my iPhone because I'm not sure.
I keep a list. That's how I knew.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
2019.
Damn.
I don't know.
Why did you tell me that you did that like several years ago?
I don't know.
I think the last thing I did was Circo Loco. With Schleiven, shouts to big up. IV.
Good old IV.
Oh, and also Schmeely was at that. Big up.
Yeah, I went to. Oh, it deleted my 2020s. Oh, here we go.
Should have told me that you did that.
My bad.
20 years ago.
Here we go. I found it. No. I don't know. Apple's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to dive deep because I have 1,000+ pictures
baby
of
pictures.
The baby.
Yeah.
So I don't know what remember life before.
Same.
Yeah, look at my list.
Same.
It goes by year after recently, and then before that, I didn't start it by year. I just
remembered
the ones.
Yeah, that is so messed up
that I've gone to over my whole life.
I should do
that. Then the ones I've seen multiple times, I have like times, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Like DB, I don't even know. I think I put like times 12. Like, I have no idea.
Like, I think I guess on that. I had a count of count of how many times I've seen Dave.
Yeah, you've seen him a lot. I've seen him. a lot now at this
point. I'm like unintentionally a Dashboard Confessional groupie. I've seen them like 6 times.
That's depressing.
No, it's not.
Oh, so good. I got a new vinyl on it. It's their MTV Unplugged.
The best.
I saw it. I was at Looney Tunes. Shout out to Looney Tunes, West Babylon, Long Island. But I stopped by there and they had it. It's a record store. They have a music store.
Remember MTV Unplugged?
Actually, they were on Barstool. Barstool helped them out. They won their Looney Tunes won a Barstool.
Oh, really?
Fundraiser like thingy. Like he was giving out money. But I got
Dave Portnoy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Two places on Long Island. One in West Babylon, one in West Islip. Okay. A laundromat in West Islip. Or dry cleaner, and Looney Tunes, which is a music store in West Babylon that okay. I've grown up going to. And I remember when I was in like high school, it burned down.
I'm shocked. And built it back I'm shocked up. It's still open.
They're both family oriented. Yeah,
those places are like dead.
I know.
Tower Records.
But I went in there, and it was like, yeah, we had Tower Records, but it's not. It's not like that. It's like a small. It's records. It's yeah, I guess it is, but it's just like small, family owned, and it's just like all the like punk. Like we used to go there when we were younger and like pick out CDs.
Well, I was just talking about. Was that with you about video stores? Like your local video store growing up? Not Blockbuster.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night.
But like local
West Islip Video right down the corner. Yeah.
Local independent video stores.
Yeah.
Dude, those were the best. Like you go in, there was always the section, like, it was like, you know, like the porno section. And then there was like the horror film section, which I used to like get scared of, but like I would intentionally walk by it anyway.
Just to creep yourself out.
Just to creep myself out. Because watching horror.
While you're on your way to like get American National.
I don't know how it was
for. For you and Johnny.
I don't know.
I went to the last concert.
What was it?
It was Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nice! Yes. That's a good one.
Yes. We saw it at the time at the TU.
Yeah,
at the
last Knickerbocker. Christmas. Great show.
So that was.
But that was my last concert.
That was
concert.
Probably 3 months before COVID hit.
Yes, honey. Wow, it was December. Really? It was Christmas.
Mine was a few weeks before.
I'm sure a bunch of people had COVID at that thing, too.
It was the Eagles, and then before that was the Wood Brothers. Cat Wright and the Wood Brothers, I saw.
It was packed, too. I remember we were walking through the hallways. It was packed. But it was, you know, like 3 months. But again, I bet people had it already.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep looking and see.
I'm sure if you look at mine, you'll be involved in many of them. Here.
Did start in...
You were probably
2019. You know, it.
Humphreys, I was probably at that one.
So.
But yeah, those video stores were like they were like the best. Like, but I remember
ours was next to Carvel, so we would get ice cream and movies.
There's still a Carvel near my parents in Nanuet, but no. What was the point I was getting at here? Oh, horror films.
Mm.
I don't know how it was for females, but for males growing up, it was almost like one of these things, like, you didn't like them, but you, like, had to watch them because you want to be a bitch, you know, you want to be scared, like, yeah, I saw Scream in the theater, you know, and I remember going home after seeing Scream in the theater at New City Cinemas, shouts to them, and, my parents weren't home. And I was in sixth grade. So I'm like...
Oh, my God.
12 years old. 11, 12. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to immediately...
Murder was upon you.
I had to meet... It was still, like, light out. I mean, I think it was, like, the fall. I mean,
your girlfriend at the time was in the backyard. Dead.
Yes, exactly. no, I went to the West Nyack Elementary schoolyard behind my house and just, like, played basketball until my parents got home. I just didn't want to go in the house. It was fucking... That's a creepy movie. I mean, it's scary.
It's so good.
I mean...
Wait, so funny. Silly. My sister called me recently and she was like, I fell asleep. What happened to the end of Scream? And I was like, what? I'm not gonna tell you the end of Scream. How did you fall asleep? Like, what?
And she's never... She has no idea how it ends? No.
And now the guy, the murderer is dating...
Which one?
He's dating somebody now, I think, like Ashley.
Well, it's Matthew Lillard, and then there was that other guy who was like a one-hit wonder.
No, he's been in other movies, and he's always a bad guy. He was in The Craft.
You're right. He was in The Craft.
And he was just a big, like, early 2000s guy.
Yeah.
But
no, that wasn't even early. That was late 90s.
Yeah. But he was just always the bad guy movies. But he's dating... He was, like, I think on Riverdale or something recently, and he's dating a pop...
Right.
I don't know. One of those popular... Not from Riverdale, but I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whatever. Where can you go?
I don't know. She'll be back. Yeah. But yeah, like the horror movies. You
Michelle
know.
And I used to watch a lot of horror movies.
I mean,
we watch funny ones, though.
Yeah, I mean, stupid. I did used to like kind of like them, but Yeah, I have zero interest now. But Scream, I mean, if you really think about it, that's something that can really happen.
Great movie. Yeah, that's why it was so good.
Like the Halloween movies, it's like stupid. Like you shoot him like 1,000 times, you chop his head off, he's still alive. Yeah. Like it's cheesy. Yeah,
that's why. That's what's so terrifying about scary movies when they're real.
Yeah.
You know what movie I fucking hated?
What?
Us. No, you can't see my face right now. Anybody listening, but
what's Us?
Oh, that's.
The movie by Jordan, Jordan Peele.
Oh, I didn't see it.
So the first one, phenomenal. Get Out.
Yeah, I've seen
Get Out. Was good.
Yeah,
I watched Us. It was. I don't know why it disturbed me on so many levels, but it just like, I get it, but it fucked me up, and I was like, I hate this movie. Like it, I didn't like it at all. They scared me. A lot. The whole thing scared me.
Oh, it was actually scary.
It was just fucked up. Like, I can't even explain it. It's worth a watch, of course.
Okay.
I love Jordan Peele. I love everything he does. I really do. And I like his, the things he stands for. But that movie freaked me the hell out. And I don't know if it was the acting was so good that it just really got under my skin.
Yeah.
But I just scared the hell out of me. Michelle, I remember watching it with Michelle, my roommates at the time, Michelle and Kate, and I was like crying on the couch. I was like, I can't watch this anymore, and that doesn't happen to me. Like, I can watch a scary movie.
Okay.
I don't do scary.
Great endorsement.
I freaked out. Yeah, it was
no,
wild.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There's no good movies anymore. There's no funny movies anymore.
Funny's a different story. There are many good movies.
Funny movies?
Funny movies. I haven't seen a good funny movie
in the last decade. Like nothing.
Yeah,
it's
I miss the Anchorman days.
Like nineties, 2000s were amazing.
Yeah.
2010s, no, it was just nothing. It was awful.
Superbad was like 2008, I think. Bridesmaids was probably 2010.
Maybe 2010.
Maybe 2010. No, later it was like 2015, I think, because we were bridesmaiding at that point. And you guys
are you
got
sure?
Married when?
Look that shit up. Because
I am right now. All right,
you got it.
Bridesmaids? What?
I think 2015.
I bet 2009.
2011.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Again, 10 years ago, though.
You said 2015?
Yeah, I was wrong.
No, yeah.
Time flies.
But again, 10 years ago.
It does.
10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's just no funny, like, because you can't say shit. Everything is, you know, you're canceled, woke, whatever. Wokeism.
But also, why does everything that's funny have to be inappropriate?
Because it's funny. I mean, that's no, that's what...
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
I think, you know, just making fun can be... I like dark comedy. Let's just put it that way. Yeah.
Well,
I
you guys didn't watch... Didn't you watch I Care a Lot?
I was just going to bring that movie up.
That was a pretty
that
good
was
movie.
So fucked up, though.
Yeah.
I told you guys last night. I watched it twice.
Yeah.
I
don't know why you watched it twice.
I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was like, this movie is scary as hell. Like, that's a horror movie. That's scary. Mm. That's possible.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
And it's like, that's what's happening.
Not a horror movie. I know what you mean. It, like, it's
the concept
a horror
of
movie.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, is real life. Well, like, that's
for anyone
scary
listening,
as
it's not actually a horror. Yeah,
no,
it's not scary.
It's, yeah.
But what she does. For
she
her job.
She steals money.
Is fucked up.
And old people, like from older people.
Yeah. Exploit
them. Yes. Exploits them and steals their money and pretends that she's their proxy. And it is, and she messes with the wrong
Do you think
lady.
That really happens?
Yes, 100%. Oh. Do I think the whole aftermath of what happened happens?
Oh,
no.
I mean, like,
Do
is there
I
someone,
think
is there a real life?
That really happens? 100%. There's definitely, and she even said that when she won the Golden Globe for it, Rosamund Pike. She said, you know, thanks America for having such a fucked up. Thanks, American government, for having such a fucked up.
Yeah, they didn't just come
thing.
Up with that idea.
Yeah,
out of nowhere.
No, it's real, and there have been cases of it. It's definitely
it
terrifying.
Sucks, yeah.
Also, Yikes. Another great movie, Promising Young Woman.
Yeah, you were talking about that too.
Fucked up is it's really messed up, but it is also another one that you'll think about for a really long time, and I think everybody should watch it once.
You know what I miss? Going to the movies.
Yeah.
Do you? Plus, like
$50.
I'm a fan of sitting on my couch and watching movies. I don't miss the movies much.
But we would go once in a blue moon. It'd be
I do.
It's nice once in a while.
Yeah.
Depending on the movie.
What was the last movie we saw in theaters?
I definitely miss concerts much more.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
More than anything.
We saw a movie, like, I feel like right before COVID hit. In theaters.
I'm still looking for the last concert I went to, so I have no idea what was the last movie.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I don't know. The last...
You already made that clear. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Before that, I mean.
Oh, right.
Oh, you're still looking?
I am still looking. Yeah. I had a lot of weddings and showers.
Oh, wait, not circle. That, and, I'm sorry.
Bachelorettes.
Oh, good time.
Shout out Vanessa. Brought up that photo.
Not.
The last movie we saw.
Sorry, not Circo Loco. Elro was the last. That was the festival I went to.
I remember that. Brooklyn, you came over. Or I came to you. I saw you that weekend. You went with Ivan.
At Brooklyn Mirage.
Yeah.
Did we come up? Yeah.
You were there. I was with her. I don't remember where.
I forgot. Oh, Compton was there. Eric and Stutt were there. That was a fun night. That was a fun night. You know?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
Yeah. But, like, you know, that place was sick. Like, it's an for those that don't know, open area, yeah. Club. Like, open air club. View of Manhattan. You know, right there in, what was that? That's Williamsburg, right? Yeah, it's Bushwick, Williamsburg, it was, border,
Bushwick. Brooklyn. Bushwick, not Williamsburg.
Yeah, dope place. I'm sure they probably are closed now. Or who knows? Maybe not. Maybe they got some good
liquid
behind them. I don't know.
Very out of the loop there.
Yeah, right.
I left Brooklyn.
You left Brooklyn.
Back on Long Island.
What's that song that AVET Brothers? Oh, the...
P.S.
It's Hello.
I love you. I am loving you.
Wait, what is it?
I am love and you.
And you.
I am
Brooklyn, take me in.
Oh, that's what it is. Take me in.
I went to go see the Avett Brothers with your parents.
That's right.
We joined each other. We had a nice time.
And then there was that time at Jones Beach.
And Jones Beach.
Yeah, we went.
I was turning around and seeing you in the upper deck, like raging, your hair life. Bouncing around, of course.
Yeah. I can sing you the song right now.
That was so fun. That was a fun concert.
Ooh. They're great. I miss them. That's who I'm dying to see.
Who'd they open up for? Who would we see at the time?
Government Mule.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we were there for Avett Brothers.
Yeah, we went for the Avett Brothers. I couldn't my mom even and sister.
Tell you what Government Mule... I like couldn't tell you like
They did anything. A whole Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
It was freaking awesome. That's right. You're right. It was
that
so cool.
That honestly might be the last concert that
really?
I was at.
And I had those tacos.
Remember that taco truck there?
It's the local one. The one those guys are based out of somewhere in Suffolk County.
Is it Babylon?
I forget the name of them. It was really good. I don't know. Oh well. Yeah, I love tacos.
I love the beach.
I love pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were saying things we love.
I love lamp.
I love lamp. Yeah. Speaking of the we got a shout out.
Vito.
Yes.
My brother-in-law. Big up. Soon to be.
Plug it.
In June. Plugging Vito right now.
Yeah.
Vito has a new company. The Rad Brand. He is an action sports and adventure lifestyle brand, he calls himself.
Okay.
It's
pretty cool
but
stuff.
But their biggest focus is giving back to people who have lost people in tragedies and also just like community-based things. So his main focus is to raise money for for those families. He's new. He just started his first endeavor. There are windbreakers for sale. I think they were $45. They're not lovely, warm. Protect you from the
only
$45. $45 in there for charity. 100% of the proceeds
really good.
Go to charity to the family.
It's got
charity.
The Long Island.
It's got the fish. It has the Long Island as a fish on it, but it's
it's pretty cool.
It looks badass because he's a badass because he's like the Rad Brand, you know.
Sure.
But theradbrand.com. Okay. Also, I think they're just at
theradbrand
on Instagram.
Yes.
So yeah, you know, I think he's. He's a good guy, just looking to help out people. I think that anybody that's interested in supporting families and other fellow adventurers should check it out.
He plans on expanding that?
Yeah, this is his first.
Windbreakers?
Yes, he'll have different things each time. This is just the first, for this particular, this is his first one. So this is his
So windbreakers are the way he's breaking in.
And then
you like that?
Good job, Tommy. I liked it a lot.
But like,
that
what
was
else?
Purposeful. Maybe he had already thought.
He
of
might
that.
Have. He's a very clever guy, and he's the best.
But what else? What else is he thinking about coming out with? Has he shared his secrets?
I asked if there were going to be hoodies. He said probably.
Yeah, definitely got
to
be.
He
hoodies.
Also just like yeses me to death because I ask him a lot. Hoodie,
Vito, if you're listening, hoodies and like dad hats or something like that.
Dad hats.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
Especially because they're approaching 29, so soon they'll be in that genre. Plus, a lot of their friends are dads.
No, dad hat is not privy to just, like, dads or, like, older people. It's like a thing. It's like a style.
Like mom jeans?
Yeah, sure.
What are mom jeans, Tony?
Those are, like, those, like, kind of, like, 70s looking, the kind of baggier jeans everyone's
yesterday.
Wearing. Yeah, you were wearing them. Yeah. I think Jess was wearing them, too. Shout
really
to,
warm
shout
yesterday.
To Jess. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I love it. Keep I like brand. Jeans. I like branding and brands, and yeah. I think it's a good for a good cause. Looks cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Check
so that's
them
all
out.
That matters.
Yeah. And then there's a beautiful young price. Woman as the model on his Instagram, who's my gorgeous little sister, fiance.
Yeah.
If you want to check her out, also the Rad Brand at the Rad Brand.
Are you telling people to go check out your sister?
She's really pretty.
The Rad Brand.
The Rad Brand.
Did we say it's called the Rad Brand?
The Rad Brand.
The Rad Brand.
Cool.
Rad.
Yeah, it's
do
super
you,
rad.
Don't you mean rad?
Yes.
Rad.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
She's calling it.
Put a bow on it?
She's calling it.
Like, wrap it up.
Wrap it up. What was the Chappelle show? Wrap it up, B. You remember that? Yeah, that
I
thing.
Miss the Chappelle show. I won't watch it on HBO because they stole it from him.
HBO?
Yeah.
Oh, HBO Max has episodes now?
Yeah, don't watch it.
Why
is no money.
Why is HBO Max? They have, like, everything
now. Because they stole it. There it is. Katie's on their ad brand.
Oh, that's cool.
That's super satisfying to watch.
She's not looking at a picture of my sister, by the way.
Maybe I am. I'm looking good, girl. No, I'm looking at that R thing.
I know. Vito came up with that. It's cool. I know.
Way to go, V.
He's a good guy, that one. Yeah. Clever.
I like it. I like it a lot.
A lot, a lot.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What else? Is there anything else you wanted to plug? Anything you wanted to get off your
just
chest,
like,
you wanted to talk about?
Keep wearing a mask, get vaccinated.
In that order? Can I drop the mask once I'm vaccinated?
Not until they tell us it's okay. We don't know. We don't know yet.
If I go to Texas, I can drop the mask.
Yeah, I don't think you should really go to Texas right now.
I shouldn't go to Texas right
no,
now?
No, I'm just kidding. Just wear a mask when you go there.
Get vaccinated. Be kind.
Be kind.
I'm not kind? Oh, you're
no,
just saying in general.
Those are our final thoughts.
General,
get vaccinated.
Yeah.
These are my final thoughts.
Final thoughts with Katie and
final
Cal.
Final thoughts.
I had not much to say during this podcast, but now I will say.
Okay.
Get vaccinated. Be kind. Mm-hmm. And be
squared.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just chillax, man.
And bebop.
And if you can't be good.
Bebop.
Bebop. Shout out Bud. Hope you're doing well. Big up. Because we don't know.
I'll end with my favorite murders ending, which is stay sexy, don't get murdered. Have a good night.
Is that really what they say?
Oh my God, you absolutely cannot end this podcast with that.
That's their thing. Stay sexy, don't get murdered.
Wow.
That's why I don't watch those things.
You don't watch them, you listen to them. And
that
funny.
Is disgusting.
It's funny.
I am very offended.
You had to be there.
Because I'm...
They say it every episode.
A young white woman in America.
That's one thing we didn't talk about.
Yeah, let's not.
That
what,
I want
cancel
that.
Culture?
No.
Oh, we definitely talked about
we
that.
We talked about that.
Kinda. We did not cancel culture, but that young woman that was murdered by a police officer.
No, I'm talking about how I was offended because I'm a young white woman in America.
So are they.
I'm not talking about murder. I'm talking about, like, how...
Murder?
The young generation is murder offended you. By everything these days.
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, my God, that's disgusting. I'm offended.
I get it.
Get it?
Get
sorry,
it.
Kate.
We
freaking,
should probably end this.
Freaking
yeah.
wokeism.
Wrap
and on
it
that
up.
Note...
All right. It's
thanks for doing
real.
This, ladies. This was fun. We'll do it again.
I hope you edited it well.
Okay. Take care.
Get me out.
Wait. On three. Take care. Comb your hair. Peace.
You're welcome. You're welcome.